Even with the glitches, I was incredibly moved to hear LT speak again. I was privileged to hear him, as a number of us here in the room were, when he gave that speech out in Seattle. And I went up to him afterwards and I told him this. I said, LT, I was an LT once. I went through ROTC at Xavier University in Cincinnati. And during my undergraduate years from 61 to 65, as we were really beginning to gear up for what became our longest and, well, now I don't know if we can say it's our most ignoble war. It is still our longest war, 12 years. That when I was studying ROTC and my military science classes, I was also a political science major. And I was very actively involved in what were then called the Peaceniks. And I organized on my campus one of the first teach-ins in the spring of 1964, in which we had then Congressman Julian Bond come up from Atlanta, who subsequently became the executive director of the NAACP, and delivered a teach-in against the war. And the next day I put on my uniform and marched out on the parade ground. I was also in theater dramatics then, and I often had hair as long as I had here. And yet, because I was in college dramatics, I could give someone a demerit for not having shaved while I had hair this long and a beard. You know, rank has its privileges. Anyway, I knew that the war in Southeast Asia was just as illegal, just as unjust, just as immoral as today's war and occupation in Iraq. And yet, because of all kinds of things, by that time and whatever, I volunteered to go to Vietnam. And I told your son, Bob and Rosa, that in the stand that he has taken today, that he's more patriotic, is following his oath as an officer that I also took, as he mentioned in the speech, to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, more than I did by going to Vietnam and serving and fighting in 67 and 68. And I have to live with that, because Lieutenant Watata said that when every soldier comes to a point, they have to ultimately live with what is in their heart. I did what I had to do, and I have been an ardent activist for peace since I flew back into Washington, D.C. on April 4th, 1967, 68, landing about 4 hours after Martin Luther King, who he quoted, had been assassinated, and I said, what is it all about? So, I'm going to bring you up another incredible activist. Doug Zachary is active in Veterans for Peace, Chapter 11 in Santa Cruz, California, and in Chapter 66 in Austin, Texas. He has organized this Veterans for Peace, quote, putting the war on trial tour, and is accompanying Bob and Rosa as they travel across the nation on behalf of their son, Lieutenant Watata. I think what? Something like 25 cities, 50 venues, something like that. An incredible job that Doug has done. Born to Oki migrant farmer parents and raised in a fundamentalist orphanage, Doug inevitably volunteered for the Marine Corps upon graduation from high school. Inspired by the soldiers and citizens similar to you folks here, he won a conscientious objector discharge in May of 1970. Doug has published autobiographical stories pointing to the connection between misogamy, family violence, and war. Doug Zachary.